Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. Today, we are joined by Cielo, who came to Germany to study economics and engineering straight from Peru in South America.
Hi, I'm Cielo. I'm an economics student. I'm 21 years old. I'm studying economics. I've studied law before. I've been interested in political science. And right now, I'm studying economics with a minor in engineering.
Engineering. Is it in German?
No, completely in English.
Really? I didn't know, actually. My first question, why did you choose to study in Germany?
I chose Germany because of its progress and leadership in the economic system, as well as many academics in multiple universities, including Lufana, researchers that since I was young, I used to read the welfare system and the incredible interculturality.
Can you maybe say something about your educational journey? What led you to this step abroad in Germany?
Yeah, sure. I studied 2 years of law school back in Peru. I also applied for a university abroad in Australia, in the Western University of Australia, Perth, I think, for political science. And lately I applied to as an economics student with a minor in Lufana. I got in. I also got in TU Munich.
Really? You got a place there?
Yeah.
Why you chose to not go there?
Definitely, I think Lufana, it's a more international school, really focused on intersexuality, feminism. It's more of an environment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. But what you're saying is super, super diverse. Australia, Peru, Germany, engineering, economics, law.
Yeah, definitely.
Political science. That's really, really broad. But are you feeling right now that you're in the right place?
Yeah, I feel like maybe when I was younger, I was maybe playing around with so many subjects. And I still think like I don't want to settle for only one place, like economics or law or political science. And that's why I find like minoring like so interesting, because I can actually do two subjects, but still like not go like as general as doing like 2 degrees at once or something.
Mm-hmm. I understand. So what were some of the most valuable resources or strategies you've discovered for studying in Germany that you would recommend to others?
I covered many strategies, like, for example, how to make friends, or also like this term that's like quite modern, how to make connections by being like really extroverted and asking around and being really persistent. Also like about job opportunities, you gotta be like asking around, being persistent, writing tons of emails, following up emails, basically being the most annoying person on earth just to like get someone to reply and offer you that place that you were looking for. About universities, most universities are not actually gonna get back to you by email or by phone call, or even if you go there and like look, ask for information around, but they probably will tell you more if you talk to the faculty by itself. And yeah, just like try some luck, be a really like spam holder.
Be a spam holder. That's a great advice. Okay, from what I know, you are proficient in multiple languages. How has this multilingualism opened up opportunities for you? both personally and professionally?
Professionally, I think that I learned English because I was working really young. So I managed to work for a Peruvian country when I was in Peru. But at the same time, I was working for companies in America. So that really helped me out how to build like some sort of career. So like after a year working in like retail, translation, interpretation, I managed to build a career on my own, like as a medical interpreter. Right now I'm a junior.
Yeah, really, that's really diverse again.
I know. So definitely learning languages has helped me out a lot, because I find it really cool, because at the same time that I never actually went to university to study like languages or interpretation, I'm still working with people that went and did their 3-5 years of uni and earning the same and having the same amazing experience interpreting or translating.
And do you maybe have any advice for language learners aiming to achieve a high level of fluency?
Yeah, definitely. Everyone maybe says that, but don't focus on grammar, like throw away your books or something. And I will say do the thing that you already do the most. Like if the thing that you do the most is like, I don't know, partying, then start partying with people that are natives in that language. If you like watch movies, like watch entirely in German or entirely in English movies with subtitles in English. Also like memorize basic phrases or like 1,000 common phrases for this certain language, or also really work your way up until you are managed, are like well known for that language, so that you feel that pressure of like, oh no, I actually have to work properly for this language because people know me because of that.
Living in a very different country, because I'm sure Peru and Germany have some differences, it can often broaden one's perspective. Was it the case for you? How has your time abroad influenced your view of the world, and what lessons have you learned from this experience?
Yeah, I learned a lot. Like I think the first thing that I actually learned was to never compare my country, like my home country, to the country that I'm currently in, because that's just gonna make me either miss my country or either see it as with a net negative perspective. So what I currently do is go around and like walk around without expectations, being really open-minded, and yeah, being really open-minded, really extroverted, even though like you often have to deal with like anxiety, depression, a lot of things. But yeah, being extroverted, or at least pretending to be, is going to be the key to most problems of living abroad and having no friends or like having no family.
Fake it till you make it.
Sure.
Building a new life in a foreign country often involves meeting people from diverse backgrounds. You were mentioning that it's important for you to try to act extroverted. Have you made any friends or connections that have significantly impacted your life?
Yeah, I met a friend that should like basically qualifies as a refugee, but it's choosing not to do it because of its own freedom, and like he's deciding to study like with freedom as well. So the career path that he chose was not to like ask for a visa as a refugee, but as a student. Also, like I met multiple friends that were like 18, 17, 16 years old and like know so many languages and are like completely comfortable with like coming to a completely new background, because they knew like they would find a solution for like everything that they could encounter to. And that's actually really, really helpful.
And you made all of those friends here in Germany?
Actually, I met all those friends in Berlin, and yeah, in Berlin and in here in Lüneburg.
So what do you do in Berlin? Do you come there often? As it's quite far away from here, from Lüneburg.
Yeah, actually, I studied there German, and I was also working as an interpreter. So there's where I met most of my friends, also like connections, if you want to call it.
And how would you compare Lüneburg to Berlin? Where did you feel more at home?
Oh, at home, definitely here. Berlin is a huge city, it has its own liberal movements. It's really a woke city, but at the same time, it's a really conservative city. I know there's I feel like it's maybe like with feminism, after the liberal movement, there's this anti-liberal movement or anti-feminist. So the same thing is actually happening in Berlin, or it's been happening for a long time. So at home, definitely here. Also because the house that I'm living in, it reminds me so much of my childhood house.
Oh, that's cool. Here in Lüneburg. Yeah, okay. What advice would you give to those who dream of studying or living abroad? What are the key ingredients for a successful and enriching international experience?
I have so many answers to that. For example, when you get a lot of freebies, a lot of freebies, when you are talking to the person that tries to sell you courses, visa applications, visa help, for non-European students, don't actually pay for that, but go there and pretend you're gonna pay for it and do those interviews. Oh my god, do those interviews and try and get as much information as you can, because most of the times they're gonna tell you little secrets that nobody else knows. Oh my god, yeah, there's this way that you can not go and don't say this exactly, they're gonna be expecting you to say this. And yeah, so not only from one company to another, but try to do it with as many companies as you can.
And then just leave.
Sure.
okay, that's a great strategy. any more advice?
Also, I would say, I think I already said it, but maybe talking, not to talk to the maybe international emails that you can find in every university pages, but to actually reach out to the students in the pages, because you're usually gonna be able to find it as well, or look at on Facebook or on Instagram, for example, Lüneburg International Students, and ask around, go there in the Instagram page and say you need help, you've been looking for certain topics, I did, because I was looking for specific, really, really niche information that you wouldn't be able to find in the websites or even in the Q&A that's extremely broad and general.
Mm-hmm. So you would say that you would expand your resources beside only academic official websites to also reach out to students that already study here and somehow find in the internet that those groups of that collect international students. Okay, that's I would say I agree with you. I also did similarly. And that was a good strategy. Let's talk about your dreams and aspirations. I think it's a fun topic. Maybe you could describe some of them, both personally and professionally.
Oh, okay, sure. I think I'm going to be the least interesting person, but I'm going to say I'm really craving stability. And I actually think that's one of the most things that students, international students face, because of your living situation is not going to be as stable. Maybe your relationships, your friendships, nothing is going to be stable anymore. So you're going to have to be able to adapt to anything, to a different house every month, or a different way of eating. So yeah, my dreams for the future is to have stability and to have the possibility to build myself what I want, or to choose for myself what is it that I want, and not actually follow up with a curriculum.
I don't think it's actually boring to crave stability. We need some kind of routine, in a society like this to somehow keep up with this pace. Of course, when we get bored of the routine, it's good to have some out of character events, but we should always strive for balance between those two. And how do you think your studies in Germany helped you in shaping that perspective?
Yeah, I think it's basically in Germany where I was able to be more critical about problems that I will never be able to address in a non-English community or in a non-German community. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And actually, coming to my last question, have your experiences in Germany aligned with your initial expectations and dreams when you first embarked on the journey? How have they diverged?
I think I'm expecting from Germany was fulfilled and more, even more fun than what I actually thought. It's really interesting. It's not only about working out like 14 hours a day or studying 14 hours a day, but also like doing political work, doing research, doing internships, also studying and meeting new people, doing like groups, sessions of studying. Yeah, I think it's really beautiful. Also like partying, and like the most fun thing that's like that happened to me is like when people are partying in like university, like everyone starts speaking their mother tongue. So you're gonna be hearing like Italian, German, English, Spanish, Portuguese.
Yeah, that's a good point. So you would say that actually you're happy here?
Yeah, I am.
That's so important. Thank you for your time and have a great day. And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leufana.de, Spotify and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.